I'm going to HCC to get my associate's degree.
I'm getting certified as an EMT.
To raise my GPA.
No institution does more to get students where they're going faster than HCC. We keep Houston working. HCC. Smart decision.
Welcome back to Radio Faces Extra. I'm John McClain from the Chronicle and Sports Radio 610. We're here at HCC Main Campus, Main Street Campus Studio. And with me are three guys who definitely have faces for the radio. Chester Pitts, Seth Payne, Ted Johnson. Now, this is our HCC Smart Decision of the Week. Don't laugh. We found one. Seth Payne is going to tell you what it is.
Sticking with Danielle Manning as the kickoff returner, it paid off. Three of his returns set up for scores. He had the 94-yarder that set up the first, should have been touchdown, field goal of the game. You don't do it during the regular season because Danielle Manning is so valuable on the defense. You don't want to risk him getting injured. It's the playoffs. You're going against the Patriots. You're going against the Bengals. You pull out all the stops, and it paid off big time, if not in a win. At least it kept him in the game.
I think I'd get me another safety and keep him as a kickoff returner and have that other safety ready to take his place if he got hurt. Ted, now I know it's hard in a game like this in which they lost 41-28 to find a lot of smart decisions. Yeah. Do you find any you disagreed with?
I did. I thought, look, Wade Phillips has been a great coach. He's turned this defense around, but I think in a lot of ways, look, you knew going into that game, blitzing Tom Brady was not the formula for success. The first time they played, he had three of his touchdowns against the blitz, and they almost ran for 48% of the time the blitz, and he will tear you apart. I thought the strategy going in was really to play conservative, make sure no one gets behind you so they can't strike fast, keep the ball in front of you, run up and make tackles, that kind of thing, make them a death by a thousand cuts, so to speak. But he was aggressive, and it hurt him. He was aggressive in the first game, and it killed him. I thought he would change his philosophy in the second game. He didn't, and you saw what happened.
Chester, you got a decision?
Not so much a decision. What really kind of hurt me in this game was the fact that the Texans took the field, Tom Brady was not hit on all cylinders early in the game, and the offense didn't find a way to capitalize and put points on the board when they had this opportunity. If you're going to beat the Patriots, you got to score, and you got to score whenever you have the opportunity.
Absolutely.
They did not do that, and that's why at the end of the game, when the streaky, you know how Brady is. When he wants to strike and he gets good and he strikes, he's going to do it.
So if we're talking about decisions, I'll say taking 5 minutes in a two-minute offense at the end of the game when you're trying to score points, huddling up for whatever reason so you can be more deceptive in your formations. You chewed up 5 minutes off the clock in that touchdown drive. I say Belichick won that drive. He chewed up 5 minutes off the clock. They win the onside kick. Yeah. Game's over.
Let me ask Ted and Seth. You guys played defense a long time. If you're with a hurry-up offense, how come you can't get back and get set when they do?
Well, I think you're trying to substitute. You're trying to bring in, whatever they're doing, you want to bring in maybe another package, if it's a dime package, a nickel package. But I think one of the biggest problems is they do so much man-to-man, okay? And a lot of times the Patriots know you run so much man-to-man. So you know what they do? Sometimes they put the fullback in the back or the tailback in the backfield. The next time they put him out wide. They put the tight end in the backfield sometimes. Then they put him out wide. They're never lining up in the same place every time. And they know, so you got guys trying to find, where's my guy? Where's my guy on all the plays? And so it just looks bad. That's where I would say a more conservative approach, just kind of play a zone so no one has to move around, stay put, and then try and live to see another down.
But I'll say this about the New England Patriots offense. Not many offenses can operate at that speed without making mistakes. The reason you don't see more offenses do as much hurry up as Tom Brady and Peyton Manning is because they make too many mistakes. You got to credit the New England Patriots offense somewhat because they're just so efficient and do those kinds of things without making mistakes.
And that, of course, is obviously a big credit to who Tom Brady is and why Tom Brady's so good. Not many quarterbacks can do what he did.
League rules say you're supposed to be set for a second. On that first touchdown, didn't look like it. Were they following the league rules?
Well, they're going to bend
close
the
enough.
Rules. And let me tell you something about New England. They will bend those rules now. They'll use every advantage to them. If the officials didn't call it, That's how they work. Legal. You know, look, they're not going to call it, and they haven't been calling it, and they're going to keep doing it until someone tells them they can't do it.
The Cam Newton fumble risky last year with the Texans that they got beat on, those guys weren't set. It doesn't get called. The officials have not had a great year. They have not availed themselves after the debacle that was
the
replacement.
They didn't have the preseason.
Route.
You know, they were, you know, they had
they didn't
the,
get their reps.
They look out of shape. They look out of shape, too. Yeah. You've never seen so many sloppy officials trotting around the field.
Hilarious.